I thought that when we prepared the report, we were looking for a much broader historical perspective, because what we've learned over the years and what I've learned over the years is you cannot just take one year as a snapshot and say that that has some significance. And I think, again, what the report showed, because we took the five-year snapshot first, which was what the Armed Services Committee was looking for, and we found that for 4 years the numbers were fairly low, and then we had the one-year bump up last year. And that's what I've learned is, you know, from year to year there doesn't seem to be trends, and we've got a chart in the report that shows the ups and downs since the mid-90s. And in fact, what the report also shows is that the figures in the mid-90s were significantly higher than they are now. But I think the real story is that there is no trend at this point, that historically protests have had ups and downs over the years, and you know, you take it each year and you look at each protest, and there really isn't any significant trend. And I think that's pretty much what we found.
So obviously the reason that GAO talks about for the increase in 2008 is the expanded jurisdiction.
Right. There are a couple of reasons. I think that that's one of the reasons. The 23% that some people latched on to, when you subtract out the expanded jurisdiction, which was primarily the task order jurisdiction for protest dealing with task orders valued over $10 million, when you take out that 25% increase out of that number, it's really 17.8%. And one of the reasons, I think you'll note in our report, we say we expect, you know, there will be increases in the future, and I think you can expect. We had the task order for a relatively short period of time. We got jurisdiction last year. It went into effect for a short period. I expect that, you know, we'll see some increase due to the task orders. So I think it wouldn't surprise me if the numbers go up a bit next year. So yeah, I think that's probably one of the reasons. But again, one of the things I found interesting too, while we were doing this report, I saw there was testimony. Secretary Gates gave testimony at the Armed Services Committee, and he noted when he talked about protests that there were 3.5 million DOD contract actions in 2008, and that GAO had overturned, in effect, sustained 13 protests. And if you take our report and you talk about 611 protests filed at DOD last year out of 3.5 million contract actions, it's really a small number. In some situations, obviously the protest can impact a major program when you isolate the one acquisition, but as a general proposition, the protest numbers are not significant when you talk about three and a half million contract actions a year.
But these don't include the times DOD pulled back and said, "Well, okay, we made a mistake. We'll reevaluate." Or those 13 are just the ones GAO actually decided.
It wrote a decision finding in favor of the protester. Yes, the effectiveness rate runs between 39% to 42% a year, and that includes sustains, and that does include cases where the agency took corrective action in response to a protest, or protester got some sort of corrective action and withdrew the protest.
So isn't that really the more true number of the effect or the protest effect on DOD?
In some sense it isn't. When an agency takes corrective action, they have a lot more flexibility in terms of what they do in terms of responding to the protest. They get on their own to scrub it. It's just, yes, in some sense, it's just a different way of getting to the same thing, which is remedying a flaw in the procurement.
Are you seeing any trends in 2009 so far? I mean, we're about 6 months into the fiscal year. Are things up or things down? Can you tell?
I pulled the numbers this morning, and at least from this January till this week, it looks like the filings are running pretty close to last year. Okay, I didn't have a chance to go back and look at the from October, because we tend to do it on a fiscal year, but at least for the last 3 months since January, the numbers aren't dramatically increased. I know we've had an increase in task orders protests, which I expected. I expected it would ramp up a little bit, but it doesn't look like at this point it's dramatic. But I've learned over the years that it's time sensitive. As you get closer to the end of the year, there tends to be an increase in protest filings. So this is just, again, a snapshot of sorts and doesn't necessarily indicate how things are going to go the remainder of the year. The other thing that's interesting, which I had to note, is that we've had an increase in alternative dispute resolution, which is a process GAO has, which the agencies and parties can ask for, where we can give outcome prediction without writing a formal written decision. Those ADRs tend to be conducted much earlier in the process after we get a complete record, and if we know what we can predict the outcome, we're pretty sure what the answer is, we can hold a conference call and advise the parties, and usually that results in the case either being the agency either taking it back to do corrective action or the protester withdrawing.
Do you know why you think ADR is being used more?
It reflects some change in the culture at the agencies to avoid and minimize litigation, to mitigate the whole concept. I think the protesters as well, they're in a litigation. A protest is in effect suing their customer. If an ADR process will work where the parties doesn't result in a formal decision and there's a good result out of it, I think the parties, like that, and I think it's a positive to the process.
And in terms of the increase, can you quantify it? Are we talking about 10% increase? Are we talking about 40% increase?
Right now, I think it looks like about 25% increase the same time during the 6 months. So it's fairly significant. That was interesting, a trend. The ADR had gone down over the last couple of years, but it has been trending up.